Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
30 seconds.
We're recording this now.
Oh, of course, I'm ready. I was born ready.
On the Facebook.
I was making a post.
Hey, we're getting started. Welcome to the Art of Thriving podcast. My name is Matt McComas.
And I'm Jody McComas.
2 weeks in a row.
That's right. This is like a new record for 2018, especially.
Doing something right. Doing something right in life.
I guess.
How are you?
I'm good. I mean, it's hard to be bad when you're in your bathrobe drinking coffee in your office at 10:01 a.m.
On a Monday.
On a Monday. Crushing it. So I'm doing good.
Yep.
I'm a little stressed, though, because I'm traveling tomorrow and have to be ready to go by 3:30 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Who's giving you a ride to the airport?
Well, I have this really fantastic husband, and he's going to be my chauffeur in the morning.
Oh, man.
You offered.
What time?
Well, you know, 4:30.
I'll call an Uber.
That's what I was going to do. But then you were so kind and gracious.
Was I? I must have a moment of weakness.
Apparently. Yep. Make you an extra cup of coffee tomorrow, which I'm just now getting to my cup right now.
So if you hear clinking, it's her spoon stirring her over-creamered coffee.
Okay.
You guys, this is the real us on Monday mornings trying to get everything done. And instead of doing everything, we're recording the podcast because it's the most important part of our lives. You, our listeners, are the most important part of our lives.
Because it's good for us to take a moment to breathe and process.
Totally. Okay. Update.
Where are you from?
Australian. Update.
He has some Australian clients, and I think it's rubbing off.
I know, all these Australians.
That's really great.
All right, summer is here. 1 week, 5 days of school until D-Day, and
I know.
I don't want to say all hell's going to break loose, but...
But maybe. No, we have some plans in place. We've got some camps signed up for Isaac.
We do.
And we're traveling a bunch in June, and... I'm just more worried about getting the teacher gifts done right now.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about this stressful. Because you are like all in on teacher gifts. Like,
well,
and I have like, no,
Matt's never been all in on teacher gifts, but here's the deal. Teachers work really hard.
They do. And we have good teachers.
They're great teachers. And especially with Jenna's, I mean, they've had to be really flexible with us this year because of all of our scoliosis adjustments. And
so what do you get your teachers?
Yeah, well, I was polling. Someone else was polling Facebook, and I read the comments, and a bunch of teachers said gift cards. And
gift cards?
So I'm going to do a couple
gift cards.
The teachers
like the gift cards because they don't want apples.
Oh, yeah, no apples. That's a
that's like 1940 gift to the teachers.
I was going
to
say something inappropriate. I got Isaac's teacher a pair of earrings because she always has the cutest earrings on. So
you can always say stuff that's inappropriate on this podcast. It's a safe place.
Is it?
No one listens to it. So.
Well, that's true. I can. All right. About to let her rip.
Okay. Whoa.
Holy
not sure what that means.
Oh, good grief. We've derailed.
All right. End of the school year is upon us. Friday is the last day. Kids are going to count down the hours. And it is really funny because last year on the last day, do you remember this? So I don't know if you remember this, but our school is like 100 feet away. So I walk every now and then walk down and welcome the kids out the front door. And on the last day I went down and you could hear the kids inside counting down. The whole school was like 10, 9. And then the bell went off and everyone cheered and ran out the door.
Screaming.
It was screaming.
And jumping.
It was really funny.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Okay. But we got...
The
we got
parents didn't look quite as
excited. Yeah, the parents were like,
oh no.
No, they were excited too, but...
That's right. It's good to have a change of pace.
Yeah, but summer's crazy. It's hard.
It is hard.
It's hard, especially when you're self-employed.
Yes.
Trying to balance all that.
When you work from home, it's a whole nother ball game.
And you try to avoid paying $1,800 of childcare per month or something like that, so...
That's right. Ridiculous.
But it is a time to, like, slow down and have some family experiences, too, and do we have anything on our bucket list? Normally, we have a bucket list for our summer, but we haven't gotten that far yet.
Yeah, normally we plan things, but this year has, like I said last time, really just punched us in the face a few times. So I feel like we planned for tomorrow about 5 hours before it happens.
I know. We'll do some camping.
There's not a lot of
maybe.
Bucket list.
Isaac and I will do some camping.
That's right.
Jody's like, camping.
Jenna and I will stay home. I can do one night of camping.
Okay. Okay, I'm holding you to that.
Yeah. Well, we can't go far anyways. Jenna has to do her therapy.
Yeah,
so
totally.
it really does limit what we're doing. But some swimming, some berry picking, that's always on my bucket list. Got to fill up the freezer with berries.
Almost strawberry time, which is amazing.
It is strawberry
time,
actually.
You guys, the fruit in the Pacific Northwest is amazing. So
unbeatable.
Okay, you're traveling. Wait, is there any other updates, important things?
I don't know. All I can think about is that I leave really early in the morning.
Okay, you're traveling this week. You like to travel, though.
I do like to travel. I don't like to travel by myself. And the first part of this journey is by myself. So we'll see how that goes. But I'm just trying to tell myself I need some alone time. This will be a forced rest for me. And I think it will be good.
And you're meeting great people, and
you'll probably have a blast. Oh, I'm so excited.
It's a work thing, but it's a lot of great people that you interact with online
yes.
all the time, so you get to see them in person.
In real life.
And let's talk about this whole gala versus gala thing, too, by the way.
Oh, my goodness.
So Jody, part of her work, she earned, I guess.
Yes, I earned it.
A couple special dinners where she has to get dressed up. One of them is called a gala.
Well, Matt wants to say gala, but we pulled also Siri and the Google, and
the
Google pronounces it for you, and it says gala.
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 Gala. Gala.
So I earned a black tie gala event, and I'm really
excited.
And
you bought like 18 dresses to get ready for this.
I sure did, and then I took them all back. You know, you got to find the right one, and I'm too dang cheap. So I had to find a really good deal, and... That's right.
Your deals are like $12.
Yeah, well, don't let everyone in on the secret.
Sorry.
So yes, I bought three dresses, and one was $12.99, one was $14.99.
I love
and
you.
And the other one was 70% off and ended up being like $37 for the gala. That's my dress.
That was an expensive one, $37.
That was my expensive one. Guess what I spent the most money on by far?
Shoes.
My shoes.
Yeah.
And they were also on sale.
They're sparkly, though.
They were a whopping $47. And they're gorgeous. I love them.
As are you.
But yeah, it's a fancy pants event. I haven't dressed up in a dress like this, well, probably since my senior prom or my wedding day.
You should have worn your senior prom dress.
Well.
Do you still have that?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm a pack rat, but I don't think I have that one. Maybe my mom does, though. That's probably
does.
Where
they,
it is.
They keep everything.
That's right. So anyways, I got all my fancy outfits ready to go.
Okay.
And I'm going to party it up this week.
And I'm at home hanging out with my kids.
Holding down the fort.
Which I don't mind. It's fun for me. I often end up cleaning out closets and stuff and getting rid of stuff. That
it's
Jody,
true. I'll come back and I'll be missing things.
Okay. Enough of our lives. We're going to talk today about... rest.
Yes.
Work and rest a little bit. So yep. Here's the deal. As Jody mentioned, and we talked about this in our previous podcast, that this year, first 5 months of this year has been a little bit difficult. There are a lot of extenuating circumstances going on in our world that have been stressful, I would say. Maybe
yes.
Caused some anxiety. But I don't think they've destroyed, like, they haven't taken us under.
No.
I don't think.
No, not at all. And there have been really, really incredible things throughout the whole process.
Yeah, there's been really good things along the way. But there has been some days where we're like, oh, goodness.
Yep.
What are we doing?
But any obstacle is an opportunity for God to show up.
Yeah,
so
for
we've
sure.
seen him show up in
but
a
I
lot
think,
of ways.
Yeah, totally. I think one of the reasons we haven't kind of been put under by all the circumstances is we've gotten a little bit better at resting.
Yes.
Than maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think the process started about five years ago.
Yeah. We were pretty burnt out in life in general about 5 years ago. You can read more of that story on our website, theartofthriving.net.
Oh.
That's a plug.
Okay. So
probably needs
there.
To be updated. It's
I haven't
written
seen
like
that.
3 years ago. So we
definitely
need
needs updated.
Check it out. But I think we've gotten better at it. We're not perfect, but I think we recognize that we need rhythms of rest daily, weekly, monthly, yearly. And I think that's driven by some biblical principles, right? So there's Matthew 11 is, the book of Matthew is, I'm going to butcher it. It's the, all you who are weary, come and find rest, that verse. Oh, gosh, I can't talk this morning.
My favorite, though, is out of the Message of that part of Scripture. It's so good. We should put it on there. It just is really good. And interestingly, even though rest is very biblical, and I mean, really, God set it up for us. It's not for his sake by any
he doesn't need to rest.
Stretch of the means, but he modeled it because he knew that we needed it. And yet, in ministry, it wasn't modeled well.
No.
Or years,
in, not just ministry,
years,
in life.
In life, right. But I'm saying it's a biblical principle, and yet people in ministry suck at it. So we...
No judgment toward anyone listening who's in vocational ministry.
That's right. I'm just saying we probably could grow in it because most people need to grow in it, I think.
And the other verse is John 15, the abide in me. The vine is the vine and the branches. Mm-hmm. And Jesus' invitation to abide in him, find rest, and then out of life with him, abiding in him, comes our work and fruit and good things.
Yes.
Yeah.
But one of the biggest game changers for me was when we took our sabbatical and we read the book, The Rest of God. The Rest of God. Restoring Your Soul by Restoring Sabbath by Mark Buchanan. And this totally blew my mind and my categories. And it obviously came at a time when I needed it the most, but I have referred back to it over and over and over. It really changed my perspective. And one of the things he says in there is that we need to work out of our rest and not rest from our work. Like, that should be the framework. And it sounds so subtle.
That changed my life.
But it literally changed everything.
So they explain it. What does it mean? Work from rest rather than rest from work. So rest from work is like work, produce, contribute, and then when you're exhausted, just collapse and rest. And basically, I wouldn't say that's rest, that's escape, like escape from your work.
Right.
Whereas the biblical framework is more like rest well, have rhythms of life where you're being filled up, rested, emotionally, spiritually, physically recharge, and then out of that, work, and then produce your best work.
Right. And it's a daily thing and a weekly thing, a monthly thing. I mean, being very intentional to put it in every, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
In all those ways.
So why is rest important for you? Well, let's get personal.
I go to the bad place if I don't get rest. Let's just be honest. And my everything, my perspective, my identity, it all gets wrapped up in what I'm doing. And I lose sight of what's really crucial and important in life. Like, all my relationships become skewed.
Right. There's literally the discipline of stopping what I'm doing and paying attention to how I'm even thinking about life and the world around me and the relationships around me and addressing areas that are kind of skewed and I'm believing wrong beliefs.
Yeah. We just can miss out on the joys of every day when we're overworked and overstressed and not working.
Yeah. If I'm out of rest. Right. If I don't stop, like push everything aside for kind of a disciplined time. And I would say I'm not super good at this. I miss what's right in front of me. I miss... Mm-hmm. I'm on to the next thing because that's how I operate is. I think that's how the culture is.
Yes.
Pushes me toward this, like produce. What should I be doing next? Be more productive, which I want to be good at those things. I want to produce when I'm supposed to and be excellent at my work. But if I don't have this discipline of resting, then I become consumed. My identity becomes my work and I miss what's right in front of me, my family, relationships, opportunities. Yeah, whatever, to serve, whatever it is.
Yep. And if I'm not putting margins in my day or my week, even for rest or for God to show up, I see people and things as an inconvenience as opposed to...
And children.
Yeah, like I just... that's not how I want to live. I want people to always feel like they're valued and I have time for them because I do. I want that.
We talked a little bit, I think, in last season... 2 years ago in this podcast, we talked a little bit about kind of margins, like why we like to have margins in our life. Mm-hmm. And one of the reasons is because it allows us to be available for people around us. And
yep.
So if I'm just pushed to the limit in life in general, I have no availability. But then even if I do have some availability and I'm pushed to the limit, I see people as an inconvenience or an obstacle to getting to where I want to go.
Yes.
And that is not thriving in life. I don't think that's the way we're intended to live as humans.
I think one of the other things that really struck me when I was reading that book is that it talks about how it's really a pride issue and how we think that we have to handle
it. We can do it all.
And I need to control it. And if I don't get this done.
Yeah, he calls it stop the taskmasters.
Yeah.
And he basically says, you have to get to the point where you recognize you can't do everything, and it's not going to be it's an issue of like your view of God too. So
right.
if
he needs me is basically my mentality.
Totally. Yeah. If I'm going to, if I stop working, if I take a Sabbath, so to speak, or a night with just my family, then the world's going to collapse and he's not in control. And
right.
He needs me to do what I'm doing.
Yeah. It makes me actually more important than I really am.
Totally.
Even in my daily life.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So good. Okay. Recommend everyone reading it.
Yep, totally recommend it. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to get real right now.
Oh, no.
We're going to do some evaluation of our life. We're going to take stock. And really, honestly, like I said in the last podcast, this podcast is for our therapy and benefit for our lives. So it's more about us than you guys.
Oh, good.
So this is why we do this. But hopefully it's with a value of authenticity. And maybe you'll learn something. Maybe you'll apply this to your world. But let's grade ourselves and how we're doing in rest right now. In the midst of a pretty trying year and a pretty busy year and a new and a lot of newness too, because we're in new jobs.
Yep.
With kids that are in like new stages of life with friends and activities and all this stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
But let's grade ourselves and let's go yearly, monthly, no, yearly, weekly, daily. Let's do that. That's what we have time for.
Okay.
So yearly, how are we doing?
Well, I think that we're winning. Yearly.
A+.
Because
we did do a family trip this year.
A big family trip, and that was the Lord's provision. We paid for that last year before the craziness of this year hit, thank goodness. But we did talk about canceling it. Like, should we actually do this? Is this wise,
Is this, good use of our funds? Like, we have a lot of medical bills related to scoliosis. Is this the best use of our funds? It was paid for already. We could have gotten it back because of traveler's insurance. I'm an adult. We'll have another episode on traveler's insurance and why that's helpful
that's
in life.
That's right. So. And everyone should get it if they travel. But we decided in the end that our emotional and spiritual well-being needed that trip and that rest.
And our kids needed it too.
Well, absolutely. That was part of it. And I will say that we all needed that. And it has probably kept us a lot more sane this year because we got away and did it.
Let's talk about this trip just for a second. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was like, so it was to the Dominican Republic, and it was off the beaten path in the Dominican Republic, which we love.
Yes, we don't do resorts. We even went for a day and like 2 hours into a resort town. It is not our cup of tea at all. We like to be away from the people. We're introverts. We like it quiet, beautiful, serene, crystal, like turquoise blue waters, and
it was awesome.
It was amazing. We thrive in those situations.
Yeah, knowing what kind of vacation your family needs is part of the art of thriving, for sure.
It totally is.
For sure.
Yep.
But one trip, we took a trip out to this island out in the water, and it was
amazing.
I don't even know how to explain it. It was one of the most unique experiences in my life. Like, we had a boat driver, a guy that we got to know. It's a great, great guy. He took us out to this,
the island was like the size of our house.
I don't know.
And it's not big.
100 feet across or something. I don't know. And little shanties on it. And crystal clear water all around it. And we got to go snorkeling with all these fishes? Fishies? it was unreal. It was like, and it was off the coast of the Dominican Republic. It's just beautiful. So it was just one of those moments where you experience goodness of vacation and rest, but also just the grace of God in that too, to provide something that we weren't really expecting as well.
Yeah. We had no idea we were going to get to do that.
Yeah. So it was one of those moments that, I think it was helpful to make happen, and the Lord was in it.
Speeding through the mangroves on the way back.
And our kids, we have some great video footage of that. It's really fun, so. Okay, so that was our annual trip, and we try to do that. Well, I would say we
try to do a trip every year that is life-giving. They're not always that extravagant, even though that was like cheaper than going to Hawaii. So, we still did it frugally.
So this year we're doing well. We got a plan for next year. Save our money. That's part of it.
And when you live in a rainy place, like that is one of the keys to my survival is going somewhere warm in the spring, or I will not make it.
Yep. Okay, weekly.
It depends on the week.
I do not feel good about this one right now.
We just had a great weekend.
That's true.
Resting. We had a great weekend. We went on a long bike ride. I unplugged and read books. We had our neighbors over for ice cream. I mean, it was just...
It was good. So we try to do... I try to, at least... Jody has to work somewhat on Sunday evenings. And then we have church world on Sunday mornings, too. But usually Saturday is Friday evening through Saturday day.
Yep.
It's kind of our Sabbath, quote unquote.
Try to keep that.
Where we disconnect, hang out with our family, do something that's restful. However, that feels encroached upon by kids' activities.
Yep.
By sporting, soccer Saturdays, all that stuff. So I'm not sure how to think
different
about that.
Different travel. I think we're doing like 50-50.
Yeah. But one of the big keys, too, is that if we miss like a planning time, like typically you and I have a like planning session, is that what we call it? Strategic planning session for our family on
our weekly meetings.
Like Sundays. If we miss that and we don't think through our weeks well and kind of coordinate our schedules, then we get...
That's true.
Stressful.
It gets derailed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm not a happy camper if I don't have some downtime.
Yeah. So that it is really
That's my own issue.
I feel good coming into Monday since we had a weekend that actually rested.
Me too. I'm ready to go this week.
Yep.
See, look at us living out.
Daily.
Daily.
Well, now that the weather is nice, I try to get outside and lay in the hammock for a few minutes and read every day.
Our hammock has a hole in it right now, by the way.
Also, 2018, just punching holes in everything. Even our hammock has a hole, you guys.
Got ripped.
Trying to fit that in. I'm trying not to work every night after the kids go to bed because
I'm trying to trim that down too.
Yes. Have some boundaries.
Yeah, I'm reading this book called Deep Work, which I'm fascinated by. And it's about the idea that if I pay attention and do like deep thinking, non-distracted work for like 4 or 5 hours a day, it's probably more worthwhile than working 12 hours a day of distracted, like trying to squeeze it in everywhere, which is really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying to like buckle down and work when I'm supposed to and then not work when I'm at home. So that's been part of it. I think mornings have gotten complicated for us because of our daughters.
Yes.
So I would give us like a B minus.
Yeah.
B minus?
Yeah. Which is still pretty darn good right now.
It is still really good. I think we need to figure out some rhythms of daily life too, but it's hard when you're entrepreneurs or self-employed too and trying to figure out there's always more to be done.
Yep. It's true.
Okay, so yearly is A, weekly is, we didn't grade it.
We didn't grade it.
A minus?
I'd say B
plus.
B, yeah.
Whew. Daily is B minus. Okay, areas of growth. That is our authentic life right there. We're
there
figuring it out as we go.
We are. We'll see how we're doing midsummer.
Yeah, we'll weigh in midsummer. Okay, yep. So we hope it's helpful. Hope you can take stock of where you're at too and recognize the value of rhythms of rest because it's super important. Helps us thrive in life. And I think just be more human and holy human. Is that the word I'm looking for? I don't know.
Yep. Remember, you're significant because of who you are, not what you do.
Yep. All right. That's it. Thanks for joining us today. We hope you find rest today, this week, this month. And don't try to escape, but rest. Rest that fills you up and allows you to be more of who you are. Thanks for joining us on the Art of Thriving podcast, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.